It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome into B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. Hope you're having a nice day today on your Wednesday. How's it going, Joe?
You know, so far so good. My attitude does not reflect the gloominess of outside, Brian. So that's always positive.
Am I like alone? I don't even think it's that bad outside. Like it's 50. It's not really windy. You know, if it's dreary, it doesn't look nice. But
you're right. Temperature affects me more than the aesthetics out the window.
Yeah. There's a big difference between looking like this and being 20 degree, in like being 30 versus looking like this and having what we are right now.
Right. I got to walk out in just a hoodie this morning. I love that.
Super nice.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
So, defrosting the car. I mean, this is what I've been looking forward to.
I'm with you, Joe. Let's feel good. Got a nice little prize giveaway coming up later on.
That's right. Incentive to listen to the show. You never know what it could be.
That's what a great tease. You never know what it could be. I was like going back and forth. Like, what do I want to talk to Joe about? And I was looking at, you know, our boss sends us all these, you know, possibilities. Like, hey, here's some things in the news all the time. One of the things that he sent was, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but, you know, all about Elon Musk buying Twitter. You know, how would you make a better Twitter? But then along with it was this news item, whereas one of the things I guess Musk had suggested is making some pay for Twitter.
Yes.
I don't think it makes a difference for the platform itself, but I actually kind of love that idea. Like from a business standpoint,
right?
Like if you're going to tell your users, like, hey, you're not going to see as many ads, but you know, like M&Ms on Twitter. Like if they want to be on Twitter, like Nabisco, or I don't know why I'm just thinking about cookies and
cookies
candy.
And yeah.
But you know, if you are a business or a brand. Or a network
that you're using Twitter for advertising purposes,
then you have to pay to be on Twitter.
Yeah. I also liked the idea that I heard floated out there. If you have a blue check mark, when he takes over, you will have to pay for that check mark. It's not something you get free.
Take mine. I'm not paying.
Well, yeah.
Here you go.
You know enough people who are all about that they would pay to keep that blue check mark.
Yeah. Call them idiots.
But you know they're out there. You know they're out there. There are people out there that, I mean, that is their focus. Oh my gosh, I got my blue check mark. I have to keep this blue check mark.
Yeah. That's a show for another day of, like, you know, what you would do to actually make the platform better, to make, like, social media less toxic.
Yes.
But I like the idea, just kind of generally speaking, of that. It's I would call it cute.
Yeah.
It's cute to me. The idea that, you know, like that's a novel little way of,
it's a way of phrasing,
raising money,
yeah. You know,
actually making a profit for once.
Right. I mean, that if you're Nabisco, to use your example, you are using Twitter to advertise. That is the reason you have Twitter, is to advertise whatever Nabisco product you want to advertise today. And then if you want to promote that tweet, then there's an extra fee for that. You know what I mean? Like, there are ways to make money with this platform.
And what are you going to do if you're, you know, Doritos?
Not
going to get off Twitter?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe would life be better if Doritos was off Twitter?
I mean, we might have to wait till the Super Bowl to see their commercial.
We'd still all see their stuff. But I don't know. I just thought that was a cool idea. That I was reading it thinking, I cannot believe they have not implemented this yet.
Well, yeah.
You know,
got to wait for Elon to take over.
You've had trouble making money. This seems like the most simple idea. It takes a, you know, as someone who runs a business to figure it out.
Well, and Elon Musk also strikes me as the kind of person that if it starts to backfire, he'll just abandon the plan. Like, I do feel like he wouldn't stick to it if businesses started going, yeah, I'm just going to get off the platform.
That's, you know, maybe true or not. You know, remember the first time he landed that rocket that went into space and then it just blew up upon it landed, and like there was a split second of like, we did it, and then it just exploded in the most amazing fashion ever. He still tried after that.
It was a quick turn of events, but yeah, he did attempt. Not with the same one.
Now, that one was done for.
That one could not go back
up. In a billion pieces, but he tried again, succeeded. But anyways, I thought that was a cool idea. Joe, today is Star Wars Day. Mm. To all the, you know, can you say nerds in Star Wars anymore?
You know,
I still think you can.
A lot of my friends like Star Wars. I've gotten through 30 minutes of one movie. It's just, it's not my cup of tea.
You haven't even watched a full Star Wars movie.
No, my old roommate would try to make me watch the original three in a row. And it was something I have a very funny preference, and I could not get through it.
That's... I could see that.
Yeah.
It isn't for everybody, I guess.
No.
But
I do get annoyed with the May the 4th be with you thing. Like that, I go nerds. But I understand that more people like Star Wars, especially our generation, than don't like Star Wars.
Well, there's levels, right, to everything, including this, where, you know, I would say, I like Star Wars. I would even say, I mean, there are points in my life, certainly, where I would be like, I love Star Wars. It's like my favorite thing ever. And, you know, still today, I'd be like, yeah, I like Star Wars. It's super
You can
cool.
watch the movie still.
Yes, I think I don't have all the movies because there's too much. That's a point that we're going to make during the show today. But I have the original movies on disc and can watch them if I want
physical
to.
Physical copies,
that's
wow.
right. And you know, it's I like it.
Yeah,
but
good.
There's a difference between that and you know the nerd,
right.
I like Star Wars. I'm not dressing up as Princess Leia and, you know, walking around Comic-Con.
But you never dressed up for the premiere when it came, when they did the three? Okay.
No.
See, I had friends that went to the midnight showing dressed up.
Yeah.
Like, and then would skip school the next
time. There are a level. Like, you can, something can be popular, you know, and Star Wars has kind of jumped from, like, you know, once upon a time.
Yeah.
It was a nerdy thing, but now it's just it's an everything thing. You know, everybody knows Star Wars. Not even saying you have to like it. Like everyone is aware of it. It's in the popular culture now. It's not a nerd thing, but you can still be a nerd about it.
Yeah,
I mean, if very easily.
If you're in your 40s with no kids and collect the toys, sorry, you're a nerd.
Yes, yeah, that's a different level than where we are. I'm in my 30s. I still have some of the toys because I was always under. That's one of the things where I'm like, I can sell that. You always hear Star Wars toys being one of the things that, you can sell this later on.
Yeah, you can make
some
profit.
Money. Yeah. And I have made some money off of it.
Oh, look at you.
You know, over the course of the past, not everything, Chewbacca goes to my son. He knows Chewbacca from the book that he has. So now he is a little Chewbacca guy that he walks around with. But anyways, you know, Star Wars, I think it's a perfect example of, and I need... the input of people on, is this a growing old thing or is this what I think it's a too much content thing? I don't think this is necessarily a growing old thing, but I can easily see how you would say it most certainly is. 803-0930, if you want to join us this morning, send us a text, as many of you are, on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, or give us a call. When it comes to Star Wars, and Joe, it's not just that. It's we were talking yesterday about, it's 20 years since the Spider-Man movie came out, and it launched this huge deluge of superhero movies. And, you know, I watched Spider-Man. I watched the Batman movie. Like, that's great. And then all these Marvel movies came out, and eventually you reach a point where it's like, call me when there's the important one or something. You know, I'm not down for three of these a year.
But that's the problem. With the Marvel movies, they all are important because they'll all come into one big movie.
So, like, that happened with the Marvel, and that happened to Star Wars. I loved Star Wars when it was three movies.
Yes.
And then, you know, eventually it became, there was six movies. And, you know, that's a lot, but it's not an, you know, overabundant amount. Like, you can just watch these six movies and you know everything about Star Wars. That you need to know.
Right.
And then there was more movies,
Oh.
And then there's even more. And then there's TV shows that you have to watch.
Right.
And then there's like a novel. And now we're adding more and more TV shows. They're talking about all the... Well, just... I mean, come on. It is everything. Listen into this to see what I'm talking about.
Happy May the 4th.
May the Force be with you.
The Star Wars holiday that's a play on that famous line from the films, and in honor of the special day, you can go behind the scenes of the making of the latest Star Wars series, The Book of Boba Fett.
I am not a bounty hunter.
Disney Gallery, The Book of Boba Fett, is streaming today on Disney+. The cast and crew of the series revealing behind-the-scenes footage. There's also a new Obi-Wan comic due out today, ahead of the Obi-Wan series dropping later this month. And there are some new Star Wars Lego sets available, as well as possibly a few surprises. Disney's the parent company of ABC News.
May the Force be with us all.
Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
So, all right, go behind the scenes of the one series that's on. There's another series that is coming back for whatever season soon. And then another series debuts later on this month. So you'll have three TV shows running simultaneously that are all Star Wars.
And possibly more that Jason couldn't get to.
Definitely more.
Yeah.
And then there's the movies, too. It just becomes so much where, Joe, I would say once I was a Star Wars fan, if you told me there's a new Star Wars something out, I'm like, there. And now I say, yeah, I'm just not going to watch it because I'm the type of person where I like to, if I'm going to watch something, if I'm going to be into something.
You're all in.
I like to be all in. I like to know it all. I like to see everything. And if I look at it becomes too much, then I'm out.
Okay. Yeah, I feel I'm the same way. Because you just opened my eyes to something. There's more than six Star Wars movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I thought there was just
nine,
the six.
Ten. There's more than 11 Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to the point where you're diluting, is that the right word, the product, right, as you're saying, and you really can't follow along and... Say, hey, I want to catch up. If you want to now, if you're at my point and you think there's only six, you want to catch up. I mean, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to catch up with that franchise now.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Marvel movies. That's you felt the same way. It's like, hey, I saw Iron Man and when I was in high school, and like that is awesome.
Oh,
and they come out
so
with another one, another one. You need to see all of them to catch up to what. And I'll just say, you know, I guess I'm sitting this out because I'm sorry, but I'm just not. I'm not going to the movie theater to watch Ant-Man. It doesn't appeal to me.
But you need to if you want to watch The Avengers.
So here's the question. Is that, are you listening to me say this and saying, well, yeah, Brian, you were once 10 and 11 and 15 years old, and now you're 32 with, you know, a kid and other, you know, a whole...
Responsibilities?
Yeah. Life.
Right.
Not even like responsibilities. Like you just have life going on.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Or is it a thing where, you know, if this was back in what it used to be, I would still be like, oh, Mr. Star Wars, if there was one movie every 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Easily digestible, easy to follow.
Is it age? Am I growing out of it because I'm getting older and that's what happens? Or is supposed to happen, or else you turn into a Star Wars nerd.
Right, right, of course.
Or am I onto something that there is just too much stuff out there? Joe, I'll give you another example. It's one of very few shows me and my wife watch together, Ozark.
Yes.
And they came out with their last episodes last week on Friday. And we love the show. It's a super interesting show. We've watched it together. And by Saturday, I go onto some of the websites that, you know, I read some interesting articles on. And some of the things were like, oh, Ozark is a, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a full recap of the, like, 9 hours of programming that literally came out, like, less than 24 hours before.
Right.
And I'm like, am I supposed to believe that most people... all these episodes dropped and they immediately watched all of them and like sat in front of a TV for 8 hours and are ready to move on to the next thing? Because I love Ozark. We love watching it together. We'll watch the show for sure, but we'll probably be done with it in like a month and a half.
Right. Like, yeah. You have other things to do. It's interesting. I think, Brian, most people believe, or a lot of people believe, that that's the norm now, right? And like, well, I don't want to be out of the loop. you know, a lot of people look at that, Brian, and say, wait, there are people who've watched the whole thing. I don't want to be out of the loop. So now I'm going to watch 8 or 9 hours. I'm going to make way for it. I think after the last 2 years, there are a lot of people who say, well, this is the norm now. It's all there. I must binge this. That's why I'm very happy that two of the main shows that I'm still into, like current shows, are shows that come out once a week. So I don't force myself to binge, because as you know, sometimes I'll give in to pressure and binge watch a show. I do like that the shows that I'm into right now are, hey, they're on a network. They come out once a week.
I think you hit on the term there, Joe. Binge. Like, that sometime, what, 12 years ago? Somewhere, like, around the time when we were in college.
Yeah.
Netflix was starting to stream.
Right.
And you had the ability to watch so many shows at once. Like, binge became the buzzword. And, you know, I hate to make such a wide, but it's almost like when we were talking about the Supreme Court this morning. And if you watch what's going on, you'd think that there are two sides to this issue.
Right.
And everybody is vehemently in one side or the other. But in reality, you know, there's a lot of different positions to have. And most of America, if you look at the last 20 years of polling, is somewhere in the middle. But that's not the picture that you get. It's all two sides, and America is split right down the middle, and you're on one or the other.
Yeah.
But I think we got this idea that binging, and people love to binge watch, and everyone's binge watching everything. Nobody can wait a week for another episode to come out. And I think people took that idea and just ran with it.
Yes.
To where
yes.
Now it's like this idea, okay, everyone binge watches everything, so we will just put out 10 hours of programming, and it doesn't matter because they'll watch it in 2 days and then want another 15 hours from us, when I think, actually, most people weren't binge watching. I think there was a lot going on, but I think in the early days, people were binge watching things they've maybe seen before, where
yes.
they don't have to, it's just on in the background.
Yes.
And you're only binge watching like one show because there was only like one show streaming.
Yeah.
And it was fun and everybody did it. And then you stopped doing it for a year. And then you maybe binged another show a year later.
You're so right about what the original binging is. Hey, I'm doing other things, but I want noise in the background. For me, on early Netflix, when Netflix still had How I Met Your Mother, a show that I've watched a million times. I watched it when they were new episodes. But I needed something in the background. It's something you don't have to focus on. That's what I like to binge. But you have people now, Brian. Oh, you look tired today. Why? Oh, I had to finish Ozark last night. So I didn't go to bed till 2.
Don't want it spoiled.
Yeah, and here I am at work at 9. I mean, I'll say, and I think some of the streaming companies are learning this, because Hulu, which I know is owned by Disney, Hulu, with The Dropout, did it once a week. So even though it was on a streaming platform, The Dropout only came out once a week, so you couldn't binge it. And you know what? It was very enjoyable, because I wasn't sitting down. I knew I wasn't going to force myself to the next episode. Hey, this is all that's available, and I'll wait till next week for the new show. I think there is part of the country that wants to just get back to once a week is fine. I just slowly give me what I enjoy.
Yeah. How do you watch your show? 803-0930. Is there too much content being released? And do you get to a point where you just are turned off entirely to it? I feel like that happens to me, Joe, all the time. And that is, I mean, it is just another example. I love pro wrestling.
Yes, you do.
And there was a point in the not too distant past, like 5 years ago,
right,
where, you know, if you wanted to be totally up to speed with everything going on in pro wrestling, you watched one show a week, and then once a month there'd be another show, like a bonus. And then slowly, like, it crept. That one show a week got like an hour longer, and then the bonus shows got like very long, and then they added another show, and then there was like another show going on, and then all of a sudden this like once a week became all the time.
I was gonna say,
if you want to know what's going on. So me, who I still love it, I still would be a fan and would watch, you know, clips, old time stuff and anything, I say, well, I'm not doing any of that, so I'm just not watching any of it.
Yeah.
instead of just sticking with what I have, I'm the type of person who says, listen, I want to be all or nothing, so now I'm turning it off entirely. And I can understand if you say, well, Brian, again, it's just that you're 30 now. Like, it's that's what happens. But I really do think it's not...
If it was just the once...
I think I would stick with it, Joe.
I mean, I don't know you to ever miss a Bills game.
And that's a very... You know, that's a long... I mean, that is...
That's once a week.
It's once a week, and that... Even if you're just not doing anything for the game, you're watching it at home, that's a long game.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to the game... It's an even longer commitment.
All day, yeah, all day experience.
But I don't know, what is it? Is there too much content out there?
And can I say before someone texts this in, I do realize that my point of view is coming from someone who did spend all day watching 18 innings of baseball in a doubleheader. So I do understand the hypocrisy of some of what I'm saying. I just wanted to make sure that is known.
We'll get to that when we get back. BMS and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer here on WBEN. Brian, we teased it. I think it's time.
We've been told it's time.
We
have to. I didn't know it was 4:20.
No.
It's 9:37.
It's 9:37, and it's your time. It's your chance right now to win two tickets to the legendary Doobie Brothers. I try to ad lib this, and I failed tremendously. In celebration of Live Nation Concert Week, that's this week, beat caller 3 at 644-9875 to win a pair of lawn tickets to see Doobie Brothers, the 50th anniversary tour at Darien Lake Amphitheater, Saturday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. To purchase all in $25 tickets for select shows, visit livenation.com/concertweek starting today, May 4th, at 10 a.m. through May 10th while supplies last. It's all courtesy of Live Nation and News Radio 930 WBEN. Caller 3, 644-9875 to win the Doobie Brothers. But if you want to see what shows are on sale for $25 during concert week, make sure you go to livenation.com/concertweek.
Pretty cool there. Win the prize. Go see the Doobie Brothers, courtesy of BMAZ and Beamer.
That's
and,
right.
And thanks for listening.
Michael McDonald is in the Doobie Brothers. We confirmed that earlier.
There you go. You got any concerts here in the next few weeks?
In the next few weeks? No. I am looking forward to, I always love country concerts during the summer. Going to a few of those. I've mentioned the Backstreet Boys. I saw Boy George will be at Art Park. Looking forward to that. And then Hall & Oates.
It just, I don't know. It's
and Def Leppard. I forgot the big rock concert at the stadium, which I've been waiting 2 years for.
It's almost like you're 15 years older than you actually are.
With the Backstreet Boys?
Not with the Backstreet Boys. Oh, okay. That's a whole nother thing. But, all those 80s.
I love it.
Acts.
Love the 80s acts. And you know what, Brian, I always think, 10, 15 years, you're not going to have many 80s bands still touring, so you got to take it all in now while they're still on the road.
While they're still, maybe they got a little bit of energy left.
Yeah.
Now is different than 10 years from now.
Right. I saw Def Leppard a few years ago. They still, I cannot wait for that show. That show's Poison, Motley Crue, who's retired 3 times, now they're back again. I mean, Joan Jett, it's going to be a great show.
What keeps bringing them back?
I think it might be the money.
No, I think it's the love for the crowd.
Oh, is that it? Okay, good.
They love it so much. we were talking about, how you are watching things. If there is a tendency lately, which I am feeling on this Star Wars Day, as you'll see so much if you go anywhere on the internet today, if there's a tendency to overdo it a little bit,
yes.
I think we have gotten to the point where the term binging became so popular that everybody took this as a green light to, all right, now we're going to make a streaming service. Now we're just going to put so much content out there because apparently all people do is sit in front of a TV and watch it all day.
That's right.
That we can never make enough. that to me it's had the opposite effect. I have just completely tuned out of things that I was once pretty interested in because I am not paying attention to so many things. You want to make a movie once every other year? Go right ahead. I am all for it. You want to throw a TV show in there, maybe? You know, okay, that's fine. Six TV shows, a movie every 6 months, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I'm
out. Exhausting, yeah. I can't watch all this. I think, Brian, it also has the opposite effect. Everyone has a streaming service now. Some companies have two streaming services or three. I think it's really pushing people back to cable. I think it's pushing people. And I think if I'm a network, I am looking for a show that's going to rope someone in because I think people don't want to feel that pressure to, hey, it's 2 a.m. and I just finished the season. Instead, hey, the show comes out once a week. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's to the point where you have so many now. It's like I'm looking for one thing in particular and I open up like three apps to find it.
It's so annoying. Like, I realize everything's at your fingertips, but it makes you just want everything in one. Hey, cable had it all in one.
The thing that's interesting, though, is like these Star Wars shows, they get like great reviews from all the people who watch them.
Well, I'm sure.
Like people, there's some times where, I mean, remember George Clooney as Batman? You know, like the people love Batman, but you know, we're not afraid to say that this stinks. You know, which I don't think it's actually that bad. I wouldn't mind a Batman who could tell a joke. We were talking about that too. Where you said, "Oh, there's a Lego Batman. What's the appeal?" I said, "Joe, well, when your new Batman movie is more like Silence of the Lambs than a comic book superhero, you kind of need one that the kids can watch." So I think that's maybe the appeal of that. But there is a lot of stuff out there that's pretty good too. I mean, there's no shortage of quantity. In this sense, does not necessarily mean a shortage in quality.
Right.
In almost anything we talked about, like these superhero movies, these big budget, I think they're all getting pretty good reviews.
Oh yeah,
people seem to like it who go to it. The Batman, you know, movies. The Joker. We went and saw the Joker one years ago.
That was great.
They get great reviews. All the Star Wars stuff. We mentioned the Ozark. People seem to like it. It's just, I just can't imagine people have the time for it.
That's the thing. The people who like it are the people who have the time.
How is anything popular anymore? Like, you used to have the time to follow, okay, I'm a fan of Star Wars, and, you know, I like this show, and I like Batman, and I like the Marvel movies.
No, you got to be in one now.
And I like Breaking Bad and NYPD Blue. And you used to, but like all those things,
right?
You could be a fan of and like watch it all.
Yeah.
And now if you tried to do that, like, oh my, there is not enough time in the day.
No. I mean, that's why, what's the other one? There's Marvel and there's, what's the other superhero, DC Comics? Like, you have to be one or the other. You can't digest both of those.
Well, I would say, I don't think you can even be one.
Well,
I'm amazed by the people who are even one, and that's why I think it's Joe. It was like a curve. It's like a chart where, you know, once upon a time, everyone who was like a big comic book fan was called a nerd, and then, you know, but they got very popular. We talked 20 years ago, the Spider-Man movie came out. Everybody saw it, and it was this huge blockbuster hit. And like the older Batman movies, like, it was this big hit. And it morphed from, like, it's not a nerd thing. It's a big pop culture thing. And everybody's into it. Everybody's watching this. And that was true for a long time. But now I think the curve is rounding again.
I think you're right.
Where there's so much of it, where now if you are watching all these Star Wars things, you're a nerd again. You're going back to being nerds only.
But I'd love to know people that are able to take all that in, Brian, who are in their 30s, 40s, and still, hey, I still love this. I watch all...
Like, I get the same picture. It's Mom's Basement.
Yeah.
But that's the picture, right? You're like, what are people doing? Like, Joe, it's back in the day, people used to say, like, oh, you're just hanging out, reading comic books in your mom's basement all the time. And then it was like, well, no, actually, everybody does it. Like, it's, you know, whatever, fine. You know, adults can read comic books and now and like watch these movies, and you shouldn't be ashamed of it. And now there's so much of it. I'm like, well, you must just hang out in your mom's basement all the time to have the time to watch all this stuff.
I was going to say, I mean, do you have a job? Do you have responsibilities after that job? I think of myself as probably having the least responsibilities of most adults, and I still could not fathom finding the time. Again, 18 innings of baseball yesterday, but to watch all this stuff. I think another thing, Brian, not only is it pushing people back to cable, it's people are saying, you know, instead of all of this, I'm just going to go back and rewatch a series, right? You hear this, a lot of people rewatching The Sopranos or some of these older shows. Go, I don't want to mess with any of this new stuff. I'm just going to, on my own time, just rewatch something that I already know. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, that's like when people say, oh, I binged The Office. Like, did you? Like, were you really paying attention the whole time? Because I know, like, if I were to say I watched The Office, I probably wasn't really watching it because I know it.
Right.
Like, I've seen it before.
That's me with Seinfeld.
At least once. And probably way more than once.
I got to get into The Office. I have to binge The Office. Because I would understand a lot of people's jokes and references.
Yeah, you could probably watch once a month, though.
Right.
You don't have to binge it.
No, exactly.
At this point, that's pretty much been spoiled for you.
Yeah. I would like to rush. Because some of the memes, like, you know, they're funny, but I'd like to actually know what the content of the meme was.
Now, we talk about, you know, nerds, comic books, and Star Wars. You are a sports nerd.
Yeah, I am. Admittedly.
Somehow that is a different connotation in people's minds.
Not in everybody's mind.
But in the same time, like, watching as much baseball as you do, like, I can't fathom, even if Buffalo had a Major League Baseball team, and I get this from you and other people a lot, like, oh, you doesn't like baseball. It's like, well, no, I like baseball perfectly fine.
I never said that.
But people have said it to me in the past because of my attitude. People who are, like, hardcore baseball fans.
I've gone to baseball games with you. We had a hell of a time.
I like going out to a game. I might even, when the Pirates are good, like once every decade, I might even watch a few games out there. I'll throw them on the radio while I'm doing something else. But there is no way I am watching 2 to 3 hour games almost every single day while following a team. Like, that to me is just, I don't know how anybody could do it.
But as you said, that's the thing with baseball. It's not glued to your TV every day. Like, today they play at 1 o'clock. I'll be at the gym at 1 o'clock. I'll have it on my phone, yes. I'll probably be listening on my phone. One of the screens will have it on. And then it'll be on while I go about my day. But my afternoon's not... I'm going to do my normal afternoon routine, but with the game on.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
Yesterday, I didn't do much. But today, going about my day.
Seems like a lot of work.
But it's just, I love it. Like, it's fun, especially when your team's good. It's fun, and it gives you something. For me, it's something to follow through the summer. But obviously, there are going to be those days this summer where I'm doing something, I'm out, I'm not going to watch it. And that's why I subscribe to MLB.TV, so I can watch the game on my own time.
Now, see, that's where the nerd part comes in.
Yeah.
So if you're watching a sporting event, not live, that's the nerd part.
Yeah, I mean, there are times where, should I say this? After work, of course. Like, say, the day before, my wife and I were doing something during the Mets game. I'm not going to be checking it on my phone. The next day, I'll watch the 20-minute condensed game. And then I get all the big plays, and I know what Rob's talking about.
I used to do that for playoff games in hockey sometimes. Yeah. If I was working at night, you turn off everything. You make sure nobody tells you anything. The spoilers are all away.
See?
And then you go home and you watch the game from the beginning. You don't look at any screens or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll do that for playoffs, of course.
But I would never do that in a regular season.
But
just, I can't tell me what happened.
I'll go in knowing what happened in the game, but I want to know what people are talking about. I want to see how it played out and everything. But playoff games, the Danny Briere overtime against Carolina in 2006, I had a lacrosse game that day. So I DVR'd that and watched it when I got home.
So this is where I start to be like, I don't know if it's a content thing as much as a just like me growing old thing. Or maybe it's a combination of both.
I think it is a combination of both. Because I do believe one day a week wrestling you could still take in. Maybe not live, but you could take it in. You'd make time for that 1 hour, that 1-2 hours.
Yeah, probably. And maybe there is as much as I say, like, oh, I still love it. Obviously, not as much as I used to.
Right.
Because if I really did, you know, then... But other things take priority than, you know, watching all these things. I just can't... I guess I am surprised, Joe, that anything is popular anymore. It is like the end of this, too, yeah. Where so many people can be on the same page who have watched, you know, the Ozark example, who watched in 2 days, you know, over the weekend, 8 hours or whatever it is of TV and are able to talk about it on a Monday.
That's what I'm surprised of. How much TV people are watching? I mean... There are literally people that are glued to their TV once they get home from work, and that's all they do, is watch TV.
Yeah, I wonder if that's true, but it would have to be true for all these people to be talking about all these shows all the time.
Has to be. As I said, even me with baseball, I can't watch it all on my TV. I got it on the radio as I'm doing stuff. These shows and things, you have to be focused on the TV. I think we are watching more TV now than we ever have before.
Oh, yeah, that's not in doubt. But I think it would have to be a significant amount more than ever before.
Well, it also could tie into something else that our boss put on his email. I think people are losing sleep more because of this. We are watching more TV, and we are sacrificing sleep for it.
Yeah, well, you make a good point there, too, because the national anthem doesn't play at night anymore to say, all right, I can't believe you're still up, but if you are, time to go to bed.
Yeah,
We're signing off until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, there's none of that.
It's just, hey, your next show will begin in 10, yes, 9, yes. 8, 7.
It's like, Wednesday. Okay. The South Park marathon continues.
Yeah. There's something like that. But no, I just said there's just so much out there. And the Star Wars Day just...
It's too much.
Rip my eyes open to that again.
But there's another thing in the background, a cable example. Wednesdays, if the Mets aren't on and I'm doing stuff around my apartment, South Park Marathon's on in the background. Again, something I know, but it's that noise in the background instead of something I have to be focusing on.
That's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I would have said I'm a Star Wars fan. And I would have still said that this morning. And then I walked in here and I heard about Star Wars Day and all the shows and everything. And I go, I haven't heard of any of this. So I guess I'm not a fan anymore.
But do you think this continues? Or do you think this does, not just Star Wars, but everything we've talked about, the content, does it ever slow down? I mean, is there going to be a point where there is, even the nerds can't keep up with whatever their show, whatever their content is? Hmm.
And there'd have to be, right?
I mean, I look at these streaming services, and I can't believe they're all going to succeed.
We'll see.
You know, I don't know.
A lot of finished basements out there for you to sit and consume all that material. But all right, what you got? Anything fun going on the rest of the day?
The Mets are playing at 1 o'clock. You know, they're looking to franchise best win their eighth straight series to start the season. They've already broken the franchise record, but it'd be nice to get a series win against the Braves.
I will probably watch a little. You know, even though it'll be, which is kind of a rarity for me, a few straight days of watching games of I love to watch the Leafs lose.
Yeah.
And so I'll probably tune in for the first period of that later on tonight.
You know, Randy out in the newsroom was very upset with you yesterday because he thought you were cheering on the Leafs. He missed the part where you said you just want it to be sweeter when they lose.
No, yeah. It's yeah. Way more funny
right.
When they win and then they think they're going to win.
Yeah.
And then they lose still because they're the Leafs. Like, that is better than just getting...
Now, are you watching all this hockey because it's too nasty outside to do any yard work, or are we not in that yard work spot yet?
Well, it's not a lot of yard work I'm doing at 7:30 p.m.
No, you're not taking advantage of the 7 o'clock hour?
I don't know. Is that like throw a shoe at me hour if I'm like ripping out the lawnmower at 7:30?
That's a great point.
Probably. No, but it's on. It's perfect timing. I put my kid to bed, and then the games start, and you know you can watch a little of it. Before, you know, you do in for the night. And they're all on TV.
That's great.
Like, every single one of them, they're on. You could pick whatever game is best.
We were talking about that after the show yesterday. If you would have told high school Joe Beamer that every NHL playoff game will be on, I would be...
There's the example of it's you getting older and not, you know, more... It's the same, you know, four games a night in the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
But me if I'm like 15, even like up to 21, 20, yeah, like fresh out of college.
Getting the pizza
no
rolls.
No responsibilities.
Yeah.
I would be watching all these games all night long. It would be great. They're all on TV, staggered start time.
Oh, yeah.
You might not even miss a second of action. Now, like I said, maybe I'll watch the first period of the Leafs game.
Yeah. I got to go to work in the morning. Come
That's
on.
Right.
All right. We'll be back here, hopefully, tomorrow morning. Beamaz and Beamer. Coming up next, David Bellavia. Don't touch that dial. Have a great Wednesday. Hump day. See you tomorrow.